running around. And he just said, you know what? Get out there. Make some noise Friday. Tell this virus to get away from us. We don't want you. Meanwhile, Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos have donated $1 million to aid in coronavirus relief efforts. Wow. Very cool.
Nice.
Well, Steve, you were talking about it. The Pixar movie Onward, already available for download. You guys already enjoyed it, right?
Yep, we got it. Was it Friday? Or Saturday? No, Friday. It was Friday.
It was good?
Yeah, we watched it. I don't think I've sat through the whole thing because I get busy. I got to make popcorn and things like that. Yeah. Ellie watched it, I think, 4 times already.
Yeah. Well, it is going to be released to Disney Plus on April 3rd for home streaming. Of course, already available for digital download. It originally opened in theaters on March 6th, but it had its run cut short by the coronavirus. Still, it grossed $40 million during its first weekend at the box office and another $10.5 million during its second week.
Wow.
Ben Affleck's The Way Back and the Harley Quinn movie Birds of Prey are also due to drop on digital platforms on Monday, March 24th.
Hmm.
Well, meanwhile, this is so interesting. Disney fans have noticed this strange parallels between the 2019 animated hit Tangled, remember how much we all loved that, and the current COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, so this is
a little out there, but the film's plot involves a princess named Rapunzel who's kidnapped and imprisoned in a tower in a village called Corona. And they were like, wait a minute, Tangled, the movie, a girl isolated from the kingdom of Corona. Well played, Disney.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. A little coincidental, but who knows? Well, it looks like Rita Wilson is doing better and is a bit stir-crazy during her quarantine. Yesterday,
I saw this video.
She posted a video of herself rapping to Naughty by Nature's Hip Hop Hooray. And she and her husband, Tom Hanks, are in self-isolation after their hospitalization due to the coronavirus. They tested positive March 11th, and they were released from the hospital on March 16th. They're staying in their Australia home for now. Meanwhile, this was really sad to see over the weekend. Country music icon Kenny Rogers passed away Friday night at the age of 81.
I didn't realize he was 81.
Natural causes, yeah. Yes. Dolly Parton actually just had the sweetest, most emotional remembrance that she put out on Twitter on Saturday. She just said, I loved Kenny with all my heart. My heart is broken with a big old chunk of it gone with him today. So Rogers also, I mean, did so much, you know. It wasn't just his success in music, but films and co-founding the Kenny Rogers Roasters Restaurant and inspiring a website and, yeah, you name it.
Yeah, he did it all.
All right. Let's see whose birthday you guys can butcher this morning.
Oh, boy. This is a way to start. This is a way to start a week.
Okay.
Right here.
Yeah. How about let's go to Saturday's birthdays. You're going to know all of these.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Matthew Broderick.
Sure. I don't know. I know who you're talking about. I know who he is. I'm gonna give him a. I'm gonna say 50 because I like saying 50.
I don't know if he's that 48.
He's 58.
He's 58.
Wow.
Yes.
About that. Okay.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Well,
you know, I just watched A League of Their Own the other day.
Did you?
My favorite scene in that whole movie is when she dives in the foul ball and comes up with the guy's hot dog. Like she makes the play, right? Dives over it's out of play basically, but she catches it, so it's an out. But she comes up with the guy's hot dog in her mouth.
I'm gonna say 60.
Oh,
am I being rude? I'm not trying to be. I just
62.
52.
She's only 52?
Yes.
See, you're watching them for so long, you just think they're older than they are, but I guess. Okay.
And Gary Oldman.
Yeah, you were right. We do know all these.
The name Oldman.
I told you.
The name Oldman.
Oldman.
Yeah, it's throwing us off. That's not fair.
Well.
He should change his name to Gary 63.
I'm gonna give him. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna give him the same guess that I did for Rosie. I'm gonna say 60.
I'm gonna do 63.
62.
Oh, if I would have done the same, I would have got it.
Wake up! This is your number one morning show, Jack, Steve, and Tracy on Sunny 101.5.